episode 2, coming up with a business idea. Welcome to the Be Your Own Boss podcast, the young entrepreneur's guide to starting a business. Whether you're thinking about business for the first time or you have an idea that you want to develop, then this is the podcast for you. I'm Mari and I'll be guiding you through this 15-part series that will keep you on track and help you think through the challenges that come with starting a business. Part of the Welsh Government's Business Wales service, Big Ideas Wales raises aspirations and supports young entrepreneurs' ambitions for business. Part funded by the European Regional Development Fund, Big Ideas Wales supports young people through online resources, business skills workshops, and one-to-one sessions with an advisor to help your ideas become a reality. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000, live chat on the Business Wales website, or you can email us bigideas@gov.wales. Welcome back, everyone. If you joined me in episode 1, then we discussed taking the first step into the business world and if you had what it takes to start your own business. In this episode, we'll be talking about how to come up with a business idea. Not every business starts with a eureka moment. The truth is, the most successful businesses are not based on amazing inventions or radical new ideas. They're just better versions of what's already out there. So if you're having a panic about not coming up with something completely new, don't. The key thing to remember is that your business idea needs to fit with your skills, personality, and has the potential to make money. I don't know about you, but I think coming up with ideas isn't always easy. So I've got a couple of questions you should ask yourself and consider that can help you decide what your idea is or what it could be. Think about what kind of work suits you. Make a list of things that make you who you are. Are you creative, organized, a people person, good with paperwork, or better at making things? Do you prefer to work alone or as part of a team? There are no right or wrong answers to this. They just represent your work style and can point you in the right direction of what your business idea could be. Think about your hobbies and interests. Almost any interest that is shared by others can be turned into a business. Also, passion is a key part of business, and if you love what you do, you'll enjoy it more and you'll be better at it too. Do you have a skill that's in demand? Think of the skills you already have, and there are always skills that people are prepared to pay for. Whether you're a great cook, a web designer, bike mechanic, or carpenter, everyone needs people like you. Have you spotted a new opportunity? Opportunities are out there, you just have to recognise them. Is there a demand for a product or a service? Is there a gap in the market you could step into? Whatever it is, you could be the person and business that people need. Have you spotted a problem you can solve? Anything in life that doesn't work well or is in short supply could be the basis for a successful business. It doesn't have to be your own problem. Why not listen to other people when they complain about things? Common gripes often spark a new business idea. I know the biggest question you're asking right now is, but how do I know if my business idea is a good one? You're not the only one asking this, so don't worry. There are a few things you can do to find out. Try coming up with an elevator pitch for your business and sum up your ideas in a few sentences. Try it out on people and see how they react. Ask them what they think. Get feedback. But remember, your mum is not the person to ask here. She's always going to tell you your ideas are great. You can use feedback to create a profile of your target customer and decide if there is enough demand for what you're offering. A key element of every business is the USP, their unique selling point. Have a think about why your customers should choose you over anyone else. Your USP can be based on the skills and services you provide. Just know your strengths, but also be honest about what you need help with and connect with the right people. I took the time to speak with Fran Hunt about how she came up with the idea for her business, Frankly Materials. Hello, Fran.
Hello.
Nice to meet you. So yeah, where did the idea come from for your business?
So the idea for my business came from my background as a prop maker. So I worked as a prop maker for about 10 years. I moved back to Wales and thought, brilliant, I can find a local materials supplier. I'm very passionate about using local businesses. And I found that there wasn't a materials supplier. So I saw that gap in the market and decided to go for it and start up our own prop making supply company.
Wow. So is that what you tell people, that if you find something that's missing or lacking, is to just run with it if you've got that idea and that opening?
Definitely. Do something that you're passionate in, do something that you're knowledgeable about. I was lucky to have all of that background of 10 years before I started the business, which was really, really helpful for me. But also, if there's something in a hobby that you think, oh, this is a problem, you know, this doesn't work quite right, or something in work that you think, oh, I've got a solution to this, that can also be an opening as well to start your own business.
So what happened after you noticed that there wasn't this company in Cardiff? Where did you go from there?
I really just started looking at competitors, and it's quite a small industry, so I'd been a customer of all of them, which is very helpful when you're setting up a business. So I looked at what do they do that's really, really good, and what do they do that perhaps, you know, as a customer I've experienced that's not so good, and then use that as a basis to start the business, really.
Were you quite apprehensive or nervous about the whole thing, or did it feel like a natural thing to do?
It was quite natural for me. I was studying a master's degree at the time, and setting up a business, so I was very busy. I don't do things by halves, but it was just my next step, really, that I wanted to do something. And I've been in self-employment before, so this was slightly different, setting up a limited company. But yeah, it was just that natural step for me.
What were the main challenges then?
The main challenge with a business like ours is health and safety. So a lot of our products are hazardous. Some are used, some are explosive, some are an irritant. So trying to get a courier to courier them was a huge challenge, and it took us 8 months.
Wow.
So that was a big challenge. And of course, if you don't have a courier, you don't have a system of getting products to your customers, then you don't have a business. So it took a lot of phone calls, a lot of perseverance. But, you know, we wanted to build a business on that strong foundation and be honest about what we were selling and what we were couriering to different places. So, yes, that was our biggest challenge. And, you know, sometimes you think, oh, is this possible? But it's just about perseverance, really.
Perseverance is really important.
Definitely, yes. Yeah. Mm. You know, business can be really, really rewarding, but it can also be really challenging, you know, and the buck stops with you, so you have to get through it and find problem-solving skills to get through that.
So what exact materials are we dealing with here with your business?
So we basically sell what look like buckets of goo. You mix two parts together, it has a chemical reaction and creates a cured product. So basically, they're things like silicon, resins, fiberglass, and they're used to make anything an actor touches that they don't wear. So that could be fake limbs, it could be animal heads, it could be prosthetics, anything like that can be used, can be made using our products.
Is there anything else you've learned along the journey that you'd like to share with young people thinking of starting their own business?
I think really the main thing is do something that you're passionate about. Business is long hours. Sometimes I think I work 24 hours a day, but because I'm passionate about it, it doesn't feel like work so much. And, you know, it's rewarding, but it comes with challenges. And if you've got a passion at the core of that, then that's the thing that will carry you through when it gets tough.
And where do you hope to see your business going in the future?
Well, we're quite lucky in that the creative industries in Wales is the fastest growing industry in Wales. So we're in the best place at the best time. So as that grows, we're growing with it. So we're really, really lucky to be in that position.
Thank you very much. Remember to join me again in episode 3, where we'll be discussing how to turn your idea into a reality and the steps you need to take to make that happen. To get in touch with us, you can like and follow us on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Message us and one of the team will get back to you. Call us via the helpline on 03000 60 3000. Live chat on the Business Wales website, or send us an email, bigideas@gov.wales. Speak to you next time.